Santiago's journey begins in an abandoned church in Andalusia, where he tends his sheep and dreams of treasure hidden near the Egyptian pyramids. This recurring dream isn't just a fleeting fantasy, it's a persistent call that refuses to be silenced. Despite having achieved what many would consider success, ownership of his flock, freedom to travel, simple pleasures that satisfy his immediate needs, Santiago feels that inexplicable pull towards something more. Don't we all experience this? That nagging sensation that despite our achievements, we haven't yet become who we're truly meant to be. When Santiago consults a gypsy woman about his dream, her interpretation is deceptively simple. Go to Egypt, find treasure. But simplicity doesn't equal ease. The journey ahead will demand everything of him, his comfort, security, and identity. What dreams keep recurring in your life? What visions refuse to leave you alone, no matter how impractical they seem? Perhaps these persistent dreams aren't random mental wanderings, but signposts pointing toward your true path. The treasure may not be literal gold, but something far more valuable, the fulfillment that comes from becoming who you are always meant to be. Just as doubt creeps in, Santiago meets Melchizedek, the mysterious king of Salem, who introduces him to the concept of a personal legend, the thing you always wanted to accomplish, the dream that ignited your soul when you were young. When you want something, he tells Santiago, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. What a revolutionary thought, that the world isn't working against us, but is actually aligned with our deepest desires. Yet Melchizedek also delivers a sobering truth. Most people abandon their personal legends, letting them die under responsibilities, fear, and others' expectations. There is a force that wants you to realize your personal legend, he says, but it will prepare you to fight for it. Haven't we all encountered someone who saw something in us that we couldn't yet see in ourselves? Someone who pushed us beyond our self-imposed limitations? Melchizedek represents that voice, both external and internal, that calls us to something greater. The price for this guidance? 1/10 of Santiago's sheep, a significant cost representing the sacrifices we must make to pursue our dreams. Nothing worthwhile comes without giving something up. Atop a castle wall, Santiago faces his pivotal choice. Below, his flock represents security and routine, while ahead lies Africa and the unknown. The Levanter wind carries the scent of possibility, and he realizes only his own fear holds him back. This moment mirrors universal crossroads we all face, choosing between comfort and growth, between the familiar and the calling of our dreams. Santiago sells his sheep and crosses to Tangier, where his trust in a Spanish-speaking stranger leads to betrayal and the loss of his money. Left destitute in a foreign land, he questions his decision. Yet this setback reveals a truth. The path to our personal legend isn't meant to be smooth. What distinguishes those who achieve their dreams isn't the absence of obstacles, but how they respond to them. Dawn breaks over Tangier's marketplace, and Santiago finds himself at his lowest point, robbed and alone. As doubt creeps in, he clutches the Urim and Thummim stones, gradually shifting his perspective from victim to adventurer. In the marketplace, Santiago offers to clean a crystal merchant's dusty shop windows. This simple act of initiative leads to a year-long apprenticeship that transforms both their lives. The merchant, though successful, harbors an unfulfilled dream of pilgrimage to Mecca, fearing that achieving it would leave his life empty of purpose. Santiago revitalizes the business by introducing new ideas, serving tea and crystal glasses, and creating outdoor displays. What began as a setback becomes a crucial chapter in his journey, teaching him about business, human nature, and the hidden opportunities within life's unexpected detours. Santiago joins a caravan crossing the Sahara toward the pyramids. The desert becomes a powerful presence, a capricious lady, as a camel driver says. Sometimes she drives men crazy. This harsh environment forces travelers to face fundamental truths. he meets an Englishman studying alchemy who introduces him to the soul of the world, the interconnectedness of all things. When you want something with all your heart, the Englishman says, that's when you are closest to the soul of the world. As they journey, Santiago learns to read the desert through wind patterns, animal behavior, and stars. His intuitive understanding contrasts with the Englishman's academic approach, showing that while knowledge matters, true wisdom comes from living experience. When tribal warfare forces the caravan to shelter at an oasis, what seems like a delay becomes destiny. Here, Santiago will meet both his great love and the alchemist who will guide his journey forward. The desert teaches paradoxical truths: fullness in emptiness, truth in silence, movement in stillness. At an oasis, Santiago meets Fatima and experiences an instant connection that transcends language, the pure language of the world. While this love makes him question his journey, Fatima's response reveals a deeper truth about love. What distinguishes Fatima is her understanding of Santiago's personal legend. When he explains his need to continue his journey, she supports him, saying, "If I am really a part of your dream, you'll come back one day." Her love exemplifies freedom rather than possession. Fatima embodies Maktub, it is written. She trusts that true love will endure separation, knowing that asking Santiago to abandon his quest would ultimately diminish both him and their love. "The desert takes our men from us, and they don't always return," she accepts. Though Santiago briefly considers settling at the oasis, he realizes unfulfilled dreams become poisonous. Through this, we learn that genuine love shouldn't limit us, but expand our horizons. It says, "Go become everything you're meant to be. I'll be here celebrating your journey." After mastering the language of the world with the alchemist, Santiago reaches the pyramids from his dream. He digs where his tears fall, certain of finding treasure. Instead, tribal war refugees appear and beat him, demanding gold. Their leader mockingly shares his own dream about treasure buried under a sycamore tree in an abandoned church in Spain, exactly where Santiago's journey began. Santiago laughs at this irony, understanding the circular nature of his quest. The treasure wasn't at the pyramids, but back home at his starting point. He returns to Spain and digs beneath the sycamore tree at the abandoned church, discovering a chest filled with gold coins, precious stones, and golden masks. While the physical wealth is substantial, the true treasure is Santiago's transformation. He has become wise, courageous, and connected to the soul of the world. Now he can return to Fatima as a man who has fulfilled his personal legend, having learned to read omens, trust his heart, and understand that the journey itself, with all its challenges and gifts, was the real treasure.